This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to let God handle your doubters. Recently, we've been talking about how we should respond in tenuous situations. We use examples such as not responding to evil with evil and not being so quick to dismiss those with ill intentions. We take the high road, not because it's easy, but because it's pleasing to God. So now, let's talk about how God will respond on your behalf. And when I turn to the scriptures, I'm reminded of the enormous assignment God gave Nehemiah, which was to restore about 2 miles of Jerusalem's broken walls. Now, on the first day of the project, everyone was standing among so much rubble that there were many doubters who didn't believe Nehemiah could restore that wall. But there was a group of doubters, let's say doubters slash haters in particular, who wanted to make sure Nehemiah didn't finish. So they tried to distract him, intimidate him. They even plotted his assassination. But Nehemiah stayed focused by engaging in long hours of prayer and hard work, and he trusted God to handle his enemies. And God, of course, responded in a miraculous way by inspiring 50,000 others to help Nehemiah rebuild the wall in only 52 days. So remember, God can handle your doubters slash haters better than you ever could. And as you appreciate that, hold on to these words. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Psalm 138:7. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let God handle your doubters.